Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Not something we do very often. I don't know if I've ever done it quite this way. I have two editorial pieces on the same issue, one on each side. I want to read both. That's something I rarely do. I want to read both. And then I'm going to ask you what you think about the position. And I mean, you might have your position on the issue. You might have an opinion already. You probably do. But I want to inform your opinion by one side and the other, and then see what you think. The topic is toll roads in Wisconsin. Last week, an editorial ran in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Patrick Jones. It's important to note that Jones is executive director and CEO of the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association, also known as the Toll Lobby. So he's not objective. I want you to know that, but listen to his argument nonetheless. And then Gannett has a response editorial out today. Here's the one that ran last week. America's roads and bridges got a real workout in 2015. According to the Transportation Department, drivers drove more miles on our roads than in any year in U.S. history, more than 3.1 trillion miles. Wisconsin is part of that trend, with more than 60 billion of those miles traveled. But too often, Wisconsinites find themselves idling in traffic or on slow-going, bumpy roads. I'm sure it wasn't a surprise when a study concluded last spring that Wisconsin roads are the third worst in the nation. Now, a year later, while the governor, lawmakers, and the DOT debate a path of action, Milwaukee residents continue to sit in traffic and pay an extra $700 in vehicle repairs every year due to damaged roads. That's almost double the national average. Infrastructure deterioration in Wisconsin, due largely to slashed budgets, affects almost every industry and motorist in the state, making matters worse. Traffic continues to increase, producing more wear and tear on already crumbling roads and bridges that were built for far less traffic. It is time for Wisconsin to seriously consider tolling. Currently, 35 states have leveraged the power of tolling as a proven and effective option to meet their road funding needs. Neighboring states such as Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, and Ohio all have tolled facilities. Across the country, toll road usage up 7% last year, with more than 5 billion trips on toll roads, bridges, and tunnels. Toll roads are helping states build stronger economies, move people and goods faster and more efficiently, and most important, create a safer, more sustainable infrastructure. Let's face it, there are no free roads. You either pay for highways and bridges with taxes or tolls. Congress has shown little interest in raising the federal gas tax, which has not been raised in 23 years. No doubt, the highways in Wisconsin and across the nation are crumbling. Tolling creates a steady revenue stream with which to maintain and operate highways and bridges. Toll roads are based on the simplest of premises. You use it, you pay for it. Let me be clear, tolling is one funding option and not for every road. Think about what toll roads might mean for a crossroads state such as Wisconsin. Sure, Wisconsinites who use such roads would pay, but so would the out-of-state travelers passing through and the vacationers heading to the Dells and other popular spots. All of them would pay their fair share for better roads, helping you and your family save time and get from point A to point B safely. You may be thinking, I'm not paying for roads that my tax dollars already financed, but your tax money only built the road. More funding is needed to cover maintenance, repair, and improvements, which is why most U.S. roads are in such bad shape. Drivers and policymakers are realizing the benefits of tolled facilities. This week, which is Infrastructure Week 2016, who knew? Wisconsin should seriously consider joining the 35 states currently leveraging tolling. There's the pro. Here's the con. Jim Getz, co-president of Getz Companies, writing at Gannett, posted online yesterday. I'm assuming it's in all their papers and websites and so on. Don't believe the tolling lobby. This is a direct response to what I just read to you. Wisconsin faces many challenges in the years ahead, challenges that require thoughtful and sustainable solutions. One area often overlooked is our state's infrastructure. According to TRIP, a national transportation research group, poor and unsafe roads and bridges cost Wisconsin motorists a total of $6 billion per year, more than $2,000 per driver. With such a massive problem, our elected leaders should take the time to consider the best solution to building a transportation system that meets the needs of a 21st century Wisconsin. Unfortunately, a recent commentary, "It's time for Wisconsin to seriously consider tolling," from Patrick Jones, our country's largest tolling lobby, advocated for just the opposite, bringing tolls throughout Wisconsin. Tolling will hurt Wisconsin's economy, drive up our costs of goods, and divert heavy traffic onto rural roads. I call that the Brooker argument. Our existing interstates will be built using drivers' fuel taxes, and they continue to be maintained through those user fees. If Wisconsin were to suddenly implement tolls, residents would be paying for the same roads twice. In addition to double taxation, tolls will hurt communities burdened by traffic diversion. Diversion causes premature wear and tear on roads not built to handle high volumes of traffic. Localities would end up footing the bill for the repairs, hurting rural families and businesses. How ironic that the CEO of the tolling lobby cites sitting in traffic as a reason to build new tolls. Imagine the traffic during months-long gantry construction and continuing throughout decades-long contracts as cars build up at tolling bottlenecks instead of alleviating congestion for all. What the tolling lobby always fails to mention is that building and maintaining tolling facilities waste money. On major toll roads, toll collection and administration can exceed 30% of revenue collected from the toll. Even using the latest technologies, that figure is 12 to 20%. Raising fuel taxes or registration fees, on the other hand, do not increase collection costs, so nearly 100% of revenue can go toward infrastructure improvements instead of subsidizing new tolls. If the goal is to have good roads, 99 cents for every dollar collected gets us closer to our goal than 70 to 80 cents. The consequences of tolling are dreadful. So why would the tolling lobby suddenly want to toll Wisconsin? In order to toll existing interstates, states must hold one of three slots under the Federal Interstate Reconstruction and Rehabilitation Pilot Program. In its 17 years, not a single existing interstate has been successfully tolled under the pilot due to intense public opposition. However, this past fall, Congress passed a five-year federal transportation bill that placed a use-it-or-lose-it provision on ISRRPP. With the use-it-or-lose-it provision now in place, Wisconsin could conceivably request a slot in the coming years. Lastly, it seems the tolling lobby also used one of its favorite arguments to push tolls on Wisconsin. Other states are doing it. Just because Illinois and Michigan have chosen to expand tolling capacity, even though tolls hurt the livelihoods of motorists, doesn't mean Wisconsin should do the same. Such middle school logic is an insult to Wisconsinites and further proves that the tolling lobby is willing to pressure our state no matter the facts. Tolls are an inefficient way of collecting revenue, ineffective at improving traffic, and hurt the communities around them. Everyone agrees that Wisconsin's infrastructure must be improved, but it must be improved the right way. I would say the crux of his argument is that raising gas taxes and registration fees is more efficient. Almost 100% of that new revenue will go to the roads, where 70 to 80 cents on every dollar from tolls will go to the roads. On the other hand, the chief argument and the guy that supports it, you get out-of-state money, and probably a lot of it. And it's more user-based. The more you use the roads, the more you pay for them, which is more fair. And that you're not really paying twice because your initial tax is paid for construction, not upkeep. So there you go. I think two compelling arguments. Which one do you buy? 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. 855-1360. It's 945.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.